Welcome back to the Ancestral Findings podcast. Why should you take notes in genealogy? How should they be taken to ensure accuracy in your research? Let's discover it all here and improve your research skills. It won't do you any good to research your family history if you can't remember what you found. Taking notes in genealogy is a must, not only for recording important information, but also for transcribing it onto a more permanent record repository, such as genealogy software. However, you can't just copy down any information you find in any old way. No matter how good you are at interpreting your own handwriting, shorthand, and scribblings in the margins, you need to take a more measured approach to notes in genealogy. You don't want to get home with those notes and find you don't understand what you wrote, or can't figure out what piece of information goes with other tidbits you wrote down on the page. Here is why you need to take careful notes in genealogy research and how to take them. Other than the obvious reasons I mentioned for getting information from one repository to another, you also have to consider the size of your genealogy collection. While it may start out small, the longer you do it, the more information you will bring in to add to it. You may have an excellent memory, but there will come a time when all the names, dates, places, and stories you've come across in your research will become too much for your mind to hold. Some important pieces will fall through the cracks, being lost once again to the shadows of time, until and unless, a big if, some other future researcher from your family rediscovers them. This means you have to write down everything you find, be it by hand or by typing into a phone, laptop, or tablet. You should always have something with you that you can use to record information on when you're in the field doing genealogy research. You won't always be doing research on the computer, where documents and stories are easily saved. When you're in the trenches of genealogy, where no one has gone before or in centuries, you need to take notes. You'll regret it later if you don't. This is a mistake too many other beginning genealogists have made. Don't you make it too? Start out your research with better habits, and your family history work will shine. No matter how well you think you know it, it can't be relied on when you get home to transcribe it. If you never get a chance to transcribe it, other researchers who come across it may not be able to interpret what you were writing. Make it easy on yourself and researchers who must use your notes later, and only use common, standard abbreviations for things in your notes. This is a hugely important thing, and one many beginning genealogists neglect. Then, when they are more experienced, they have to go back and redo a lot of their early work to get the sources. Save yourself time and hassle later by recording all of your sources now as you find them. You'll need to record the name and location of each source as well as the date you checked it. This will prove your work to other genealogists, leave a trail for them to follow, and let you know what you've already examined so you don't repeat your research unnecessarily. Don't just limit your sources to your notes either. Be sure to transcribe them into the sources field on any genealogy software you use, and also use them in blogs and books you publish. Wherever you record any information in genealogy, the source should always accompany it. Whether you're writing in cursive or print, use your best writing. This won't be so much of a problem if you are typing into an electronic format, but if you are handwriting something, write it clearly. You want to be able to read your own writing later, as well as make it easy for future researchers to interpret and read what you wrote. Even though there are common abbreviations for the months, it's still best to write the whole name of the month in question, and pay extra special attention to years. If you record 91 as a year, you may not remember later if it was 1791, 1891, 1991, or 91 in some other century, and those reading your notes won't know it either. As far as the format for recording a date, genealogists who have been doing it for a long time, or who do it professionally, usually use the day, month, year format. However, you can use month, day, year if you prefer it, and it is still perfectly acceptable in your notes. As long as you record the month and year in a way that they are absolutely clear to you and anyone reading your notes, your preferred format is fine. It is tempting to change information that you think is misspelled, nonsensical, or otherwise incorrect when taking notes. Don't do it. People centuries before us often had different ways of writing things, and there was no uniform way of spelling in the English language until the early 1800s. Also, things you think don't make sense or are wrong may actually be true and will make sense when you research the time period. Record everything exactly as it is and interpret it later when you get home. If corrections need to be made, you can determine it after you look more deeply into the material and compare it to your other information. Don't use initials to describe someone in your notes if you know their actual name. You may not remember the name later, and always record a woman's maiden name. They are notoriously difficult to find before the 20th century, so don't neglect it. Those maiden names are important for tracing new branches of your family. Thank you for listening and subscribing to the Ancestral Findings podcast. For additional resources, visit ancestralfindings.com. You can download a free ebook, request a free genealogy lookup, and even participate in our weekly historical postcard giveaway. If you want to support us in more ways, consider supporting us on Patreon or PayPal. Every contribution helps to keep the lights on. From all of us at Ancestral Findings, thank you for being an integral part of our family history community since 1995. I hope you have a wonderful day, and as always, happy searching.